producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Blazing our way into your minds, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Jennifer's birthday is what, tomorrow? Day after tomorrow? When's your birthday?
Keep going. Maybe you'll get her someday.
I thought it was closer to the beginning of the month for some reason.
Saturday. Right.
Saturday.
The 6th. Yes, Ronald Reagan and
shucks.
I.
All right, so we'll have a birthday party for you on Friday.
Please.
This, however, is Tuesday. We can have a whole birthday week if you'd like. Celebrate with Ted Cruz.
Hey, look at that.
Mm-hmm. So you know, Ted Cruz, my read on this is, as it has been, if you want to lose, you vote for Cruz. Jennifer has her own take on this. The situation is as follows. Mr. Cruz has won. Donald Trump came in second. Bernie Sanders came in second to Hillary Clinton. On both sides, somebody dropped
really
out. Martin
close.
O'Malley is out on the Democratic side, Mike Huckabee on the Republican side. So kiss them goodbye. Here's Ted Cruz with a mini portrait of his thank you message.
Tonight is a victory for the grassroots. Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation. Tonight, the state of Iowa has spoken. Iowa has sent notice that the Republican nominee and the next president of the United States will not be chosen by the media, will not be chosen by the Washington establishment, will not be chosen by the lobbyists, but will be chosen by the most incredible, powerful force where all sovereignty resides in our nation, by we, the people, the American people.
He went a little bananas. Yeah. I make no secret about it. I like Ted Cruz. I like Donald Trump. But this acceptance speech, you would have thought he had just won the presidency itself. Forget Iowa. I mean, the guy went on for it was so long. The news was like cutting away from him. It was going on for so long. It was wow. I was thinking he was filibustering all over again.
He's very naive. He doesn't really have a satchel full of ideas. He's got a problem right out of the gate because of the Canadian heritage. He is a loser. Maybe a very nice guy.
But
he's a loser. It doesn't make any difference whether I like him or not. It's not about like. It's about whether you can win or not, and he can't win. So why would you spend any time at all with him?
I think your story sort of presented itself last night, and that is if you are a Republican, Marco Rubio is being pushed at you from all five directions because he had a really strong showing in Iowa. I think you see the Fox News crew really pushing him. You see the GOP establishment really pushing Rubio. I think that's going to be the big story.
Which means that he will not win
because
Fox has discredited itself. And the Republican Party hierarchy has discredited itself. This is not the year for this kind of stuff. These people don't get it. They don't realize what the public is saying. The public doesn't want politics as usual. They don't want the same old hacks. The moneyed interests do. The people who have spent, the Kochs who have spent all this money to try to bring their favorite candidate along and all the other people, the guy from Las Vegas, anybody who's got money that wants to have a horse in a race and wants to keep things the way they are working this over. The public doesn't want, the average person wants nothing to do with age-old politics. That's clear. If you don't get that by looking at Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any of the other social media outlets, it just is very clear to me anyway that this guy and the people who are like him, and Rubio is like him, are not going to carry the day. And so if I'm wrong on November the 5th or 6th, then I'll eat my words.
Write this down, Peter. Write this down. I think, I mean, it's very telling. I mean, as we went into yesterday, I think, I mean, Iowa was Ted Cruz's to lose. He spent a lot of money there. He had a lot of organization. If he had lost, it would have been all over for him from the start. I think the same is true in New Hampshire for Donald Trump. If Donald Trump doesn't win New Hampshire, then I think you see somebody who's very popular nationally, but he's not really motivating people to go in and push a button. So, you know, go in and vote for him. So hopefully he's ahead by 20 points in the polls in New Hampshire. It should be a big day for Donald Trump. I think the bigger story, though, is how close things were with Hillary and Bernie. I mean, how crazy was that there? I mean, just tens of votes separating the two of them.
Again, going back to what happened, several people have pointed out what's been the result of the Iowa vote. They supported Santorum 4 years ago, Huckabee 8 years ago. So what does that tell you about their choices? Here's Peter. Go to Cut 20, will you please? A fellow named Jerry Seib, who's a reporter from the Wall Street Journal, answering a couple of emails about why there's so much attention given to Iowa and New Hampshire as far as that's concerned.
Why do the two dominant political parties continue to give so much weight to Iowa and New Hampshire when it comes to picking presidential candidates? Another reader asked, how could front-loading a different set of states shake things up for every future primary to come? Well, it's an interesting question. Why Iowa and New Hampshire? Well, first of all, those two states jealously guard their position at the beginning of the primary and caucus calendar. Secondly, candidates have been afraid to buck that because Iowa and New Hampshire will try to punish candidates who move away from them. And third, the history of candidates who don't participate in Iowa and New Hampshire try to jump in later has not been very good. In other words, they will use success in Iowa and New Hampshire to have a slingshot effect in fundraising, raise money off of success there. But this year, maybe things will be different. Here's why. First of all, there's a new calendar that has more big states that come more quickly after Iowa and New Hampshire, and super PACs that can keep a candidate rolling for a while longer, even if they don't do well in Iowa and New Hampshire. So maybe that dynamic is going to change this year.
Uh-huh. So
we haven't talked about the biggest story of the day.
Which is?
With Iowa. Did you see, did you watch any of the coverage of the,
nope.
of the, okay. So Donald
Not
Trump does his acceptance of number two. His wife, Melania, Doug had on the best dress. I was like, I actually tweeted, I'm like, I'm sorry, can we take a break from the politics for a girl moment? This dress was beautiful. It was red. It almost had like this weird cape thing with it. Oh my gosh. I had a
this
moment.
Magic moment.
Pretty sure she didn't buy it at Kohl's with the coupon, so I don't know if I can afford it.
Pretty sure that's probably the case. Here's Will Fox from the Political Junkie News Reporting Agency. Thinks that history shows Iowa caucuses don't really make much noise, and do they mean anything? Not a bit, he says.
Why is Iowa always first? It's not a large state. Demographically, they aren't reflective of the nation, a.k.a. they're over 90% white. They aren't economically powerful. They aren't even very good at predicting the eventual nominee. If you take out the times when the incumbent president was running for a second term, the Iowa caucuses are pretty much 50-50 in predicting the nominee. Just look at Mike Huckabee, who won the Iowa caucus in 2008. He wasn't the nominee. Neither was the winner in 2012, Rick Santorum. And even if none of what I just said were true, why not switch up the state to go first just in the interest of fairness? Why not give Oregon or Alaska a turn to kickstart an election season every now and again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
People in Iowa go, no, don't do it.
Here's Brad Martin from the Daily Iowan, who went to the University of Iowa to see what students thought about these caucuses.
Have you heard of the Iowa caucuses?
No.
I don't know.
I'm here with Harry Skoletsky. Harry, what's happening on February 1st?
I think the Iowa caucus.
Do you know what's happening on February 1st?
No.
Let's say our viewers wanted to caucus on February 1st. Where is the nearest precinct?
I have no idea.
And tell me a little bit about the Iowa caucus.
I don't really know anything about the Iowa caucus.
Tell me who the front runner Democratic and Republican candidate is.
Bernie is Democratic. Who's Donald Trump?
I know that you get delegates and you vote for a delegate.
Okay, boys and girls. What does that tell you about what the millennials are thinking? These are college students who haven't got a clue as to what's going on. So what do you get out of listening to that, Jen Jen?
Not a lot, actually. I mean, I think the good news story here when it comes to millennials is that the voter turnout in Iowa was huge yesterday. And on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats got record numbers. I think that's a good thing. I think that the pundits get it all wrong because they say the more voter turnout, the more likely it would have been a Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump win, which was not the case. But, you know, Iowa's kind of a weird state. It polls one way, it shows up another. You know, I think that the fact that there's more interest in this election and going around, everybody, whether they hate Donald Trump or love Donald Trump, can thank him and can thank Bernie Sanders for that, because even if they're misguided, the young people are getting a little more motivated to turn out to vote.
Why would you say they're misguided? They're just not interested.
They're not interested, maybe. Well, I think they are.
Misguidance?
I think that the youth get enthusiastic about things like free college. And, that's when you get something like that and you get a little older, you realize there is no free college, like there's no free lunch, that it does come from somewhere. Money doesn't just automatically materialize in the air to give people
free college tuition. It's all free. Vote for me. Right. It's free.
So sometimes that kind of stuff can be misguided. But at the same time, these two candidates, I think, really, even though we had some examples here of people that weren't too interested, I think they have energized a vote in, or energized at least a little bit of passion that wasn't there before in the millennial community.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you were thinking about voting when you were in college?
My first election, I voted for Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
I did. Yeah, that was the first time I voted.
After the Viagra commercial.
The last time I voted for someone that was kind of off the track was when I was in sixth grade, my class election. I voted for Jesse Jackson.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, I was the only one. I was just ahead of my time, okay?
I guess that's probably what it was. Right? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program at 18 minutes past the hour.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitive promos or sales. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it and plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer or savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount exclusions and restrictions apply.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Are you concerned about going to the Olympics? If you're a pregnant woman, the WHO, the World Health Organization, says you should be. Well,
our network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Yeehaw!
Jennifer Horn and Doug are here to work our way through Tuesday morning. And at this point in this hour, it's kind of nice to have a respite from the conversation, which more often than not is serious at this point in the day. Let's go back to last night's monologues from a couple of the late night hosts, starting with Conan O'Brien and a focus on Iowa.
Today is also the first day of Black History Month. Yeah. If you think about it, what better way to celebrate Black History Month than with a caucus in Iowa? I think.
What?
I don't even know.
And why do people in these audiences, why do they clap? They clap for anything. Today I had a ham sandwich. Yay!
It's like the on-air light goes on. Woo!
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, the person's out in front waving her hands around, getting you to clap. Yeah! Tomorrow I'm going to have a turkey sandwich. Yay!
I do love a turkey sandwich, so yay!
Today I have gas. Yay!
Ew.
Yeah, okay. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about Iowa.
It's the Iowa caucus. We've reached the happy ending of America's long and frustrating caucus tease. But now, tonight, we will finally find out who has been elected president of Iowa.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to these guys talk about Iowa and thinking about their demographic and who they are trying to go after. You know, there's this mania about trying to bring down the numbers. We have it here in radio, the millennials and what their preferences are on radio or television. But when you hear, if you didn't hear, we had an excerpt from a conversation a reporter had with some college students in Iowa who basically sounded either completely disinterested or clueless or both. And so who are these people aiming their sights at in terms of demographics? Who's out there who would be doing a late-night program that's aimed out? You could say, well, there's no need to because they're not watching television anyway. They're watching whatever they want to watch when they want to watch it on their device. Right? I mean, is that probably the thinking?
Yeah, probably. I think this is just everybody jumped on. You know, everybody jumps on this Iowa thing. It'll start to taper off. It won't be the same for every state, but...
Steve Harvey on his daytime program yesterday joking with an audience member about people's perception of their home state.
I'm from West Virginia, your hometown. Whenever I travel, people always look at me and say, you can't be from West Virginia. You look so normal. Apparently, there's some strange stereotype about us that we're inbred freaks that refuse to wear shoes. Steve, where do you think this comes from?
They're probably from West Virginia. Where the hell you think it come from? No, I mean, I'm from West Virginia. I mean, you know, people say crazy stuff about people from Appalachians. People say stuff about people from Mississippi. Just prove them wrong. Fire back.
All right. So here is Steve talking with an audience member frustrated that her boyfriend can't get her name correctly.
I'm having a problem with my boyfriend, and he is yet to pronounce my name correctly. At first, I thought it was cute, but now it's not as funny, and I'm super annoyed.
How long have you been dating?
Like 4 months. I've corrected him a few times, and he just can't seem to get it. So he mispronounces it so badly that when he calls me at work, the receptionist answers and tells him that he has the wrong number. I really like this guy, and I don't know what to do, Steve. It's Ellie, and he calls me Eli.
I think 4 months he should nail it by now.
Right?
Come on now. You can get him to say your name. Just be extra frustrated. It's not cute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you, he'll get it right. When he gets your name wrong, don't respond.
Isn't that, I mean, think about it for a
what
second.
What a problem to have. Your boyfriend can't say your name right?
I don't know what your name is, and I've been dating you for 4 months. Hello, meet me at the spa.
Time to break it off.
Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? What is the matter? Why does there have to be any conversation about that at all? One would only wonder. All right, 28 past the hour. Time now for Dr. Chambers to check in.
In the news, gluten-free diets for athletes. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is gluten? It's a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Celiac disease is when you can't digest it and end up with diarrhea, weight loss, and on and on. So why do athletes put themselves on a gluten-free diet? Unfortunately, a lot of them suffer tummy upset during or immediately after exercise. They also think a gluten-free diet will make them better athletes. Here's the thing. A new study out shows a gluten-free diet had no good or bad effects on an athlete's performance or their tummy symptoms. DCOC advice, if you're having tummy issues, athlete or not, don't self-diagnose gluten disease. Get yourself checked out by your doc and find out if you really are gluten sensitive or if there's something else wrong that needs to be fixed. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my latest podcast every Monday on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Here's an important question for parents of young children. Is your child riding in a recalled car seat? Last year, more than 6 million car seats were recalled for a safety defect, yet fewer than half of them were repaired. A new report out from Safe Kids Worldwide, conducted with annual support from the General Motors Foundation, shows that part of the problem is that parents aren't registering their car seats, so they are not getting the automatic alerts from car seat manufacturers when the seat is recalled. Here's Kate Carr from Safe Kids Worldwide.
Registering your child's car seat is the best way for a manufacturer to alert you of a recall and send you the required repair. But registering is just the first task. Parents, take action when a recall occurs to make sure your child and every child has a safe ride.
To find out if your car seat has been recalled or to register your car seat so you can learn about future recalls, visit SaveKids.org. I'm Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Warren and I are working our way into your brain. We are here at the ready, as it were. How do you like all that, Jennifer?
I like it. We are at the ready.
At the ready, as it were. Yes. In a few moments, Dr. Jack Stockwell, speaking of being the ready, we're going to talk about this new thyroid item that he has, plus the Zika virus. Much ado about nothing or not. We'll figure that out. First, though, because the Iowa caucuses are now over, thought it would be interesting to talk to one of our listeners who's out in Iowa. Her name is Cassie, and she has called in. I thought you were delivering papers, Cassie. What's going on?
Actually, yes, I am. I got suckered into it. Apparently, there was a storm that's supposed to drive through, so I decided to take over for my children. So they get to sleep, and I get to deliver papers.
Wow, I like how that works out. Yeah. If you ever want to do that show while I sleep, let me know.
Yeah, you can take over for Jennifer. So there's, what, 15 inches of snow on the ground there? How much snow you got?
We have zero. That's what really ticks me off is that my kids are sleeping, and there's, like, no snow. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Which city in Iowa, what city are you in?
We're in Urbandale. We're just right outside of Des Moines, about 5 minutes out. Just one of the suburbs. So we are supposed to get quite a bit by now, but it really hasn't started. So, in fact, my son last night after work, he called and he asked me to predict if they would have school canceled. And I'm not, because all of his friends had school canceled. So he spent the night at his friend's house thinking it was going to be canceled. Now I have to go get his butt out of bed. So, not a good day for him.
You don't bring your child to school in your pajamas, do you?
Occasionally. But luckily they can drive now, so it's not as bad.
Not terrible.
There's a whole to-do about a situation. I'll give you this. If you go to DougStephan.com, which I assume you do from time to time, there's a story in there that you'll want to follow about a school in England that has banned parents from wearing pajamas when they drop off their children in school. So if you're wearing your pajamas, you may want to read.
Well, you know, pajamas look better than half the things people wear to work anymore. Now that they have casual days, it's kind of scary what some people will wear. So
That is true.
But,
all right, so tell us about your experience as a caucus person in the Iowa primaries.
Well, first off, I wanted to mention when they did that report on the University of Iowa, they picked the total wrong school. University of Iowa, first, most of them, there's going to be quite a few that aren't even from Iowa, and that's a huge party school, so probably half those kids don't even remember the name the next day. So that's kind of a, okay. Not sure if
that's
the right school in
that's
Iowa to choose.
Yeah.
All right, so that's very good to know. Thank you.
As far as the caucuses, it's very interesting. One of the things that I noticed, of course, we're Republicans, so I was able to take my children, and it was actually very crowded.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on just a second. That's a very interesting comment in and of itself. You're Republicans, so you could take your children. The inference is if you were a Democrat, you couldn't bring your kids to the caucus.
They caucus differently.
Well, actually, I probably should clarify. They are actually voting age. My daughter just turned 18, and my son will be 18 by the time the next election. So this was their first actual caucus, so it was kind of fun to be able to bring them to have them participate.
Well, it's good to have them understand what the system is all about, too. That's good
absolutely.
For you and good for them. This is something every parent ought to do so that the children coming along actually have a clue as to how the system works. Hello.
Yeah, and, you know, sadly, my daughter, she's taken, like, some of the AP government classes, so she's been always interested in politics, but most of the other kids, they really don't. They have an interest, but it's not as much as I would like.
Well,
that's
because
age.
Their parents don't instill in them the interest. They have not. Everything's too easy, Cassie.
Exactly.
And so it's just so easy. Okay. We don't have to really pay attention because everything will be taken care of for us.
As a side note, Trump actually did come and visit. He did come to our school for their homecoming. Because I know that one of the classes, the kids had a writing campaign to try to get some candidates to come to their homecoming, and Trump was actually the only one that accepted. He came to their homecoming. So that was kind of a big to-do. But I can't remember which of you likes Trump.
I do.
Doug.
Well, we both sort of do.
Ben?
We both
I thought you were a Cruz girl.
No, I like Trump and Ben Cruz.
They both do well in our area. Anyway, back to the caucus. Interesting, the Republican caucuses all seem to be at churches, which was interesting to me, that, you know, separation of church and state, that we have everything done in churches. The Democrats were all at the schools, and ours actually last caucus we had about 50 people. This time it was about 280.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
The participation was just incredible. I can honestly say it's kind of long and a little bit boring. They do have, what they do is basically sit in a room with everybody else, and the candidates who have representatives or somebody in the community that really likes them will come up and make a speech on why you should choose them. And everybody had somebody from the community that was really supporting them except for, Carson, and I mean, Carson did. There was a few people that didn't really have anybody there. Our precinct, Rubio, actually took it with Cruz second and Trump following. And then,
so where did you come in on all this, Cassie? Who's your preference?
Well, you know, I was a Cruz fan. I'm a Cruz/Donald, probably Cruz a little more, just like I said, I don't know, I just like him. He's pushing for National Hockey Day, so he's Canadian, I think, you know, to kind of push
Canadian.
That sport in our state. Yeah, so, you know, I'm still running for that. Come on, Cruz.
I'm for National Hockey Donald, Day.
Exactly, that's what we got to bring to the state. Well, you know, Donald actually does really well. Interesting with Donald in Iowa is that he really, a lot of people like him, even if they're Democrats. So it's not so much just Republicans. My soon-to-be ex-husband is actually a staunch Democrat, and he is, like, in love with Trump. So I think even though Trump didn't come in first here, if he did get, chosen as the representative, I think he'd get a lot of votes from either party. Democrat-wise, that's ridiculously crazy. I wish I could have gone in there and watched, because they have it's like musical chairs. I think they all stand in corners, and whoever has the least amount of people in their corner, they have to go and spread out and find other candidates, and they kind of do an elimination until someone gets all the votes, I guess.
If you like Hillary Clinton, snap your hands. If you like Bernie Sanders, clap your hands.
I think it'd be awesome to watch. I mean, the fact that they have to go to, like, you know, Bernie by the punch bowl and Hillary by the meatballs is pretty, I think it's interesting. I'd love to see it. Fly on the wall.
I know. I know. I wish, you know, and maybe you can have, if you have somebody that has gone to one, that they could call in to tell you what it's like. Because I wish I would have watched, because I think it would have been just kind of fun. It's like a game.
All right, so we'll put the call out there. Somebody who went to a Democratic caucus to try us at 888-302-3684. So how long have you been listening to this program? We've been on that station in Des Moines now, I think, for what, about 3 months? 3.5 months?
Yeah, actually, I've listened to it since you guys started up here. And, you know, I don't really watch a lot of TV. And, well, I do watch TV, but not, like, the regular stations. So I don't get exposure to a lot of the political things. That's why I like to listen in the morning. And you guys do a great job. So
we're very happy to have you on board. And thank you. Thank you for taking the time to give us your story. Very cool.
No problem.
Get your kids' butts out of bed.
I do know that I was not normally, they don't normally pick the winners of the Republican Party. So it'll be interesting to see how we do. So if we do actually get it right this time, I'm calling back and I'm going to rub it in everyone's faces.
You've heard me say, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly right. So hopefully I'll be calling you later.
I love it.
All right, take your care, Cassie. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Cassie.
All right, 43 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Allstate and Atlantic Media have announced the winners of the Renewal Awards. Here's Allstate's Chairman and CEO, Tom Wilson.
The Renewal Awards are about recognizing and calling out social innovation. It's about finding those local organizations that are making a difference in the social space.
Their efforts confirm a recent National Journal Allstate Heartland Monitor poll that found 69% of Americans believe that solutions to the country's biggest economic and social challenges will most likely come from state or local institutions. Winners include organizations working to help create sustainable homeownership, empower immigrant communities, and help the long-term unemployed. Among the awards presented is the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award, which went to Girl Start. The Austin, Texas-based nonprofit focuses on encouraging middle school girls in math and sciences.
At Allstate, we believe in youth. We think youth are the solution, not the problem. So when you support them and you give them just a little bit of encouragement, they take off and they can change the world.
Winners receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to renewalawards.com.
All right, 45 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us. He and his wife are responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which this week is focusing on all the good bacteria that hopefully you have. And if you don't have it, are you talking, do you explain probiotics and how to get the survival of the survival of the fittest there, the best of the best bacteria?
Actually, it's we kind of shoot down the survival of the fittest idea. We don't die because we have a disease. We get diseases because we're dying. A part of our body is dying, and it goes to the gut, which actually works in the much more in the sense of a community. Everything nature works in cooperation. I don't really buy into the survival of the fittest stuff. Every bug that comes into our body has been invited. I mean, there's some job it needs for us that we need for it to do. And so every cold we get, every virus, every flu we get, in most cases, is necessary because these things come as cleansers. They come as purgers. They come and remove something from the body that, if it was left behind, would cause something far more serious, far more
terrible.
You're
talking about a cold. Somebody gets a cold.
Yeah.
And then, so explain how that works, because I'm not sure people understand what you're saying.
So the body has invited these things in. The body is a much more complex mechanism than we sometimes give it credit. And it knows what it's doing. And when we have a healthy gut, the gut is a sifting process that separates us from the dangers of nature and invites into us the good things of nature. And again, it comes down to the health of the gut. And when the gut's, you know, not doing its job, that's when the dying process begins. As I said there at the beginning, we don't die because we have a disease. It wasn't a disease that was killing us. It was.
I know, it sounds like you're talking in rhyme, I think we have to be more explicit about what you're saying. Maybe we can use the Zika virus as an example.
Yeah, good example. Good example. One reason why the Zika virus is spreading so explosively in our hemisphere, in the Western Hemisphere, is because it hasn't been here, and there's no natural immunity to it. So, you know, anytime we get a viral infection, our own immune system will start to work on it and build antibodies for it. Nobody's got any antibodies in this hemisphere. So that's why it's just going like a flood across humanity as far as South America is concerned. In fact, it's in Mexico now. They're concerned about it getting up here, obviously. But it's rapid spread that has caught so much attention because we do not have natural immunity. And once develops, then there's no problem anymore.
Yeah. All right. So then how do you develop an immunity to it? You've heard all the warnings against going to the Olympic Games, pregnant women, stay home.
Right. Well, the only way you get immunity is you have to get it. You have to be infected by it. It causes cramping. It causes a skin rash. It causes some gastric distress. And now they're saying we don't really see that positive a link between Zika virus and birth defects. We think there's a possibility, but we're not really sure there is. So, again, the reason why this has caught so much attention is because it's spreading so rapidly. It's spreading so rapidly because we don't have antibodies. If we are healthy, you probably will get it and you won't even know it. There's a lot of people who pick up viral infections all the time. It's exactly. Right. It comes back to the immune system. Someone walks into the office or the school and they're sick. Everybody got exposed to it, but not everybody's going to show symptoms. Not everybody's going to be showing any kind of sickness because of that inherent strength within themselves.
My grandson had a cold. Everybody in the family got a cold except me. And why is that? Because I have a healthy immune system. Not to say that my daughter doesn't, but it obviously isn't. She's exposed to it more because I'm not around her more than an hour or two at a time. But still, I can feel myself get a little bit of a sniffle, and then I manage to work it out. So that's sort of the immune system and the business of good bacteria helping and enhancing the immune system. That's really kind of what you're talking about, I think, is it not?
Precisely. Precisely.
Okay. There's a new, you have a new thyroid product, and you can't come up with a name for it.
Yeah, you know, the one you gave us, Thyroid Power.
What did I give you? I forgot even what I did give you.
Thyroid Power, something like that. It's already trademarked.
Okay.
Some of the most obvious things we come up. If you'll go to forbiddendoctor.com/contest, and give us an idea for some names for this, because this product is designed to revitalize a worn-out thyroid. And how do you know it's worn out? Tired all the time. You can't lose weight. You're losing your hair, especially women getting thinning hair, loss of sex desire, insomnia, that hitting the wall feeling when you try to just get up and go do something. You just hit the wall and you've got to sit down.
So go to ForbiddenDoctor.com/thyroid.
No contest.
Forward slash contest. And name the thyroid product.
And we have some good prizes. Yeah, we got some good prizes.
It's your claim there at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
53 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And in a moment, we're going to focus on the return of Circuit City, which some people say is a big, flat, zero, nothing, nobody cares, and others are pretty excited about it. Let's find out why and what's going on in a moment here on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, let's get at the return of Circuit City, Jen. Let's see. The first thing I thought about was the Circuit City commercial from about 20 years ago.
Push it, click it, press it, click it, tune it in, turn it on. This is what you watch it on. Any way you work it, integrate your circuit at the city. Circuit City.
Come to the place you're welcome. Technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City. Where
services, state of the art.
The future at your fingertips. Get all the right connections. Punch a key and you can see the new video directions. We can turn your car into an audio star with the one you want for the way you want.
At Circuit City, trained sales counselors are one of the reasons we get higher customer satisfaction ratings than any other specialty home electronics and appliance chain.
A gadget and a gizmo for electric machismo. Some amplitude for the ratitude. We're tuned into your attitude.
Come to the place and welcome technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art.
Remember the single?
I used to sing it when I was a kid.
Commercial aside, Circuit City filed for bankruptcy, about 8 years ago, I think. And they're going to open a new store in Dallas. They are trying to figure out, according to what I've read, they have their plans. Here is a tech reporter named Kim Horscher talking about the people that are putting this all back together again at Circuit City.
Two retail veterans, Albert Liniando and Ronnie Schmoll, bought up the rights to Circuit City's brand from IT firm Systemax recently. And Systemax, they're not the first one to hold it either. This is the third launch for Circuit City now. So the plan is to start launching stores next year, probably in Dallas. And this comes after launching a website in June, hoping to do certain direct sales and also work through third-party marketplaces like Amazon, Walmart, and eBay, followed by Sears, Jet, and Rakuten. And then they would do fulfillment through their own distributors and then some other ones as well. This is aimed directly at millennials, according to Twice.com, is it the nostalgia factor? Do millennials love nostalgia that much that they're willing to do this? So the plan is to build a bunch of very small stores centrally located in different areas. There is a mock-up of what that would look like. And it does look a lot like how you would remember Radio Shack stores looked. And that's no mistake. It also looks like a cell phone store. And that is because they are being built by the same fabricator behind AT&T and Verizon carrier stores.
Remember when I said yesterday, Jennifer, this is Radio Shack for kids. This is the revival. What they ought to have done is by the radio. I know what's the logo or the name Circuit City never meant anything to me. I was not. Huh. Best Buy means something to me. Circuit City never meant. I never went to a Circuit City. I can't remember ever going to a Circuit City.
There's a lot nearby where I live. So I used to go to Circuit City with my dad a lot.
Really?
Oh, so drag me
what they're what being. You hear people like yesterday McFadden said, this will never work. Those companies. All they've done is buy the name. If the people that were associated with it before have no connection to it whatsoever, they just sold the name so that it can be used. Now, does that help sometimes in branding? If they're going after a whole new market, it may be smart because doesn't Circuit City sort of say what you're trying to sell? You're involved in all this technology, circuitry, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that they have. You know what? Rather than take them all apart, wish them good luck. Wish them the best. This would be good for America if we have another competitive technology store in the technology sector. So I wish them well. Good luck to Circuit City in their return.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.